Ezekiel chapter 11. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of Yahweh's house, the gate that looked eastward. And I saw at the door of the gate 25 men, among whom I saw Yaazaniah, the son of Azur, and Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, who say, It is not near, let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of Yahweh fell upon me and said to me, Speak. Thus says Yahweh, Thus have you said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. You've multiplied your slain in this city, and you've filled the streets of the city with the slain. Therefore, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, your slain, whom you have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron, but I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, says Sovereign Yahweh. And I will bring you out of the midst of it, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, foreigners, and I will execute judgments amongst you. And you will fall by the sword, and I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahweh. This city will not be your cauldron, neither will you be the flesh in the midst of it, but I will judge you in the borders of Israel. And you'll know that I am Yahweh, for you have not walked in my statutes, and neither have you executed my judgments, but you have done after the manners of the heathen who are round about you. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. And then I fell down upon my face and cried out with a loud voice and said, O Sovereign Yahweh, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, your brethren, the men of your kindred and all the house of Israel, holy are they unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get yourself far from Yahweh, to us is this land given in possession. For this reason, say this, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Although I have cast them far off amongst the heathen, and although I have scattered them amongst the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they will go. For this reason, say, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you've been scattered to, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they will come there, and they will take away all the detestable things of it, and all the abominations of it from there. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, so that they can walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them. And they will be my people, and I will be their Elohim. But as for those whose heart walks after the fear of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, says Sovereign Yahweh. Then the cherubims did lift up their wings, and the wheels beside them, and the splendor of the Elohim of Israel was over them above. And the splendor of Yahweh went up from the midst of the city, and stood on the mountain that is on the east side of the city. Afterwards the Spirit took me up, and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of Elohim to Chaldea, to those of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. And then I spoke to them of the captivity, all about all the things that Yahweh had showed to me. End of chapter.